Jeff, as many of our listeners know, COVID-19 cases are rising dramatically across New Mexico. Now, you have an update on how the coronavirus is impacting Grant County. What can you share with us?
This week, a fifth Grant County resident was reported by the New Mexico Department of Health to have died after being infected with the novel coronavirus. And this is the third COVID-19 death here in the Silver City, Grant County area in less than 3 weeks. A 91-year-old man died at Gila Regional Medical Center last week, and a woman in her 60s and a man in his 70s died near the end of July. Another Grant County resident in his 40s also died in October. So we've got a serious spike in coronavirus spread here, although Grant County is still one of the less impacted regions of the state. Things are getting worse.
Another thing that happened this week was officials representing some of the largest hospital systems across the state held a press conference alerting the public that state hospitals are nearing a possible crisis with the rising amount of COVID-19 cases and hospital beds that are being occupied with coronavirus patients and people dealing with other illnesses. What exactly do you know about what is happening in Grant County?
Grant County owns the Gila Regional Medical Center here in Silver City. And last week, actually for weeks now, the hospital administration has been refusing to disclose COVID census numbers or even general hospital census numbers. So the 25-bed hospital does have patients in it, we know. It has had COVID-19 patients in it, but we don't know how many are on ventilators, how many are ICU patients. There are six ICU beds at the hospital, but the administration at the hospital has interpreted the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that's known as HIPAA, as preventing them from releasing any of these statistics because they say it might lead others in the community to identify who the COVID-19 patients are. The Daily Press's position on that is that is a stretch and a misinterpretation of HIPAA. That assertion has been supported by other hospital executives, physicians, nurses that we've talked to. However, the medical center here has dug in on that, so we really don't know what the situation is at the hospital at this particular moment. They do have a surge plan. We don't know if they've started implementing that, and we don't know how close they are to implementing that.
Okay, now we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want to bring up a story that made some headlines in the area. There was a celebrity eagle in the area that was found dead. Can you share with us a little bit about the eagle and why it was so popular in the area?
A reporter, Michaela Grijalva, wrote a story that's in Monday's edition of the Daily Press about Thor, a golden eagle who in 2013 was hit by a car on US 180. He was actually rather miraculously not very hurt. And while he was convalescing here with Gila Wildlife Rescue, they put a tracker on his leg. And you know, this was in 2013, and in the 7 years since, school children, biologists, scientists, and members of the public have followed Thor's journey from the Silver City Deming area to all the way to the Yukon Territory in Canada. He was a subject of quite a bit of study and was, you know, a part of classrooms and teaching. Unfortunately, it appears that Thor either met the end of his lifespan, which is typically about 25 years. He was estimated to be about 13 when he was recovering in 2013. He was found dead inside of a cattle stock tank with no water in it. He didn't drown. And biologists so far don't know why he died. This just happened over the weekend. He will be the subject of a necropsy, and hopefully they'll discover the cause of his death. But right now, nobody knows. But it's a sad day that Thor died.
Okay, thanks for the update, Jeff. We appreciate it, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.